Hello and welcome to a new program. Today's topic is Sustainable Development Goals. As some of you may know, in 2015, more than 115 world leaders met at United Nations of Headquarters in New York to adopt a new sustainability plan by 2030. This meeting lasted for 3 days. This project was an opportunity to bring the countries and citizens of the world together to decide and embark on new paths to improve the lives of people everywhere. This decision will determine the global course of action to end poverty, promote prosperity and well-being for all, protect the environment and address climate change. In order to fulfill the global, the main needs were summarized in 17 global goals, and today in our program we are going to get to the bottom of goal 9. That is why we have invited two Italian guests who are going to talk about it and are going to give us their opinion. Welcome Lucia Camosi and Filippo Vettori.
Good morning everyone, I'm Filippo, thanks for inviting me.
Hi everyone, thanks for inviting me.
To begin with, could you summarize what goal 9 says?
The goal number 9 tries to promote inclusive and sustainable industrialization, to foster innovation and to build a resilient infrastructure, because they are the foundation of every successful community. We need to promote innovative technologies and to upgrade our industries. This will bring prosperity, create jobs and make sure that we build stable and prosperous societies across the globe. Infrastructures are important to support economic development and our well-being.
That's very interesting. Now, could you tell us about the targets of this project?
So, the targets for Goal 9 are a lot. To develop quality, reliable, sustainable and resilient infrastructure, to promote inclusive and sustainable industrialization, to raise industry's share of employment and gross domestic product, and to double its share in least developed countries, to increase the access of small-scale industrial and other enterprises to financial services, to upgrade infrastructures and retrofit industries to make them sustainable, to enhance scientific research, to upgrade the technological capabilities of industrial sectors in all countries, and to facilitate sustainable and resilient infrastructure development in through enhanced financial, technological and technical support to least developed countries. It's an important and big goal.
That looks fine to me. What about the cities? If you could change something, what would you choose to change?
One thing I would like to change is how to make yourself known. I would like to create startups to advertise and to spread ideas. This could be very educational for companies and a new way, probably even more fun, to make themselves known internationally.
Those could be some of the things I would change too. Who will benefit most from inclusive and sustainable industrialization and resilient infrastructure?
The least developed and developing countries will benefit most from these goals. For example, Goal 9 focuses on affordable and equitable access to well-being and quality and resilient infrastructures for all the people around the world.
In your opinion, what needs to be done to improve?
In my opinion, creating a hotspot map could be a great idea to improve the information. There will be a lot of public spaces with free Wi-Fi access. It would help the diffusion of awareness through social media, flyers and announcements. That could help more people access the internet.
I totally agree with you, Lucia. How would you recommend to take action?
There's not much people can do in their lives to help this goal come true, but we can make small decisions that will certainly help. For example, one goal is to increase industrial productivity by making it sustainable. We can help this come true by stop using plastic bottles, recycling, etc.
That's a great idea. I think this would help. Why does this issue matter?
This issue matters because it will increase access to financial services and markets and will promote sustainable industrialization. It would upgrade all industries and infrastructures and even support domestic technology development and industrial diversification.
That's true. With the last question, we say goodbye to you. I hope you liked the interview and that you enjoyed it a lot. Thank you. See you soon.